that I know. The only thing that I think I know. When the hurt is over, baby, Lord, maybe love will flow. Trying to do what we know we must. When you love somebody, you know you got to trust. I think about it again and again. I say that I will, baby. Oh, but I don't know if I can. You say you're sorry. Oh, I say I am too. Then we turn right around. Then again we be untrue. That is why the only thing.
That's good stuff.
That I know.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, June 8th, 2018 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild ride. It does get stranger, wilder and stranger all the time. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all road warriors, those who esteem ourselves to be. We're not transhumanist bots yet. But if bad guys have their way, they're going to engineer such a crisis that the only way through it and out of it, which is not truly through it or out of it, is through their technocratic nightmare. The transhumanist, posthumanist nightmare. But anyone who's read the Bible thoroughly with the help of the Holy Spirit, I think, can see that... Actually, that's just a return to lots of themes that you see in the Bible. Again, Genesis 6, Genesis 11. You can see Romans chapter 2 coming into view. Guys like, Richard Seed, even Michio Kaku and Ray Kurzweil. Very arrogant. Very not humble. You know, they have a public persona. And, really, Michio Kaku is, you know, the Kabbalistic salesperson because, you know, he's on the record as saying, yeah, Kabbalism is great. And it helps me interpret my science as a theoretical physicist. Most people in most fields, were they to say something like that, it would be considered quackery. But Michio Kaku is such a unicorn that, well, you know, what do you say? How do you pin a guy like that down? Anyway, we'll talk a little bit more about that. There are a million stories I haven't mentioned this week. And some other fun stuff. As I've been saying this week, big topics this Friday, this week, in history are, of course, the the 50th anniversary of the Robert F. Kennedy assassination on the 6th, a couple of days ago. That was the 50th anniversary. And to understand what really happened, you know you're being gaslighted. No, what obviously happened didn't happen. Don't believe your lying eyes and ears. don't believe the lying eyewitnesses that law enforcement was not interested in interviewing. When a presidential candidate is assassinated on the campaign trail and law enforcement is not interested, you know, from a local to a federal level in eyewitness testimony, I mean, really, do you need to know anything more? When law enforcement at a local to a federal level destroys tens of thousands of pieces of documentation of said crime, do you really need to know any more? I mean, obviously, the whole investigation is dirty. It's a put-up job. You know? And that's all there is to it. So for anyone to try to tell you otherwise, no, Sirhan, Sirhan, open and shut case. Case closed. Either they're an idiot or they're in on the conspiracy. It's one or the other. Because to say that, you know, to say, Sirhan, Sirhan shot Robert Kennedy all by himself is ridiculous. You know, this kid who doesn't know why he's there, he's on a bender, where's the woman in the polka dot dress, allegedly fires, where did he get the pistol anyway? And what's he doing with it there at the Ambassador Hotel? Fires 13 or 14 shots from an 8-shot revolver. You know, none of it makes any sense. The eyewitnesses say, you know, when we played the clip of Nina Rhodes Hughes saying, I heard 12 to 14 shots. There are more than 8 shots that were caught on audio. Anyway, that's something big. 50 years later, Robert F. Kennedy. Today is the anniversary of the USS Liberty attack, the attack on the Liberty by Israeli forces. 51 years later. And again, that's a bit of nonsense I've talked about all week. If we understood these events properly, we would be much more skeptical. You know, if people really internalized what Trevor Aronson said in his 2015 TED Talk, how this FBI strategy is creating U.S.-based terrorists, then they would realize when he said, after years of research, I am convinced the FBI is better at creating terrorists than it is at catching them. People really understood that? Really let that sink in? We would have, as a country, an entirely different view of the FBI, don't you think? Just plain and simple, you know? So, If we understood what the CIA has been doing over the last half century plus and its predecessor, the OSS, why they were created. They were created to do exactly what they do, and to think that anything else is the case is foolish. It's ridiculous, you know? That's like the family that covers up for the person who misbehaves at every family function, and they say, oh, that's just how he is. That's how we treat the CIA. No, that's just how he is. It's what he does. It's not okay. You know? I mean, it's just not okay. You don't, if you have to cover for this agency constantly in Stockholm Syndrome fashion, you know, extolling the virtues of your kidnapper constantly, then you have a problem. And we need to stop all this nonsense. So, Robert F. Kennedy, 50 years later, we should stop until the gaslighting stops. USS Liberty attack, we should stop until the gaslighting stops. What do I mean? Well, this so-called state of Israel is not your friend, is not my friend. You know, $3 billion a year is a drop in the bucket compared to the broader shenanigans and malfeasance. And you look back on the history of this uneasy, what I would call tenuous relationship of the tail wagging the dog, basically. And it's always to the detriment of Americans. There are a number of sound bites that float around that are, you know, unsourced, but it's always lurking below the surface. You know what I'm talking about. And plausibly deniable, but, you know, they seem to resonate because of, I mean, if you look at what's happening, the soundbite seems to validate what's been happening for the last 70 years, speaking of anniversaries. So, it's important that we understand what's been going on. Then we have Bilderberg this week. And speaking of that, I want to play a clip here in a second. Bilderberg. What's on tap at Bilderberg this week? Quantum computing. What is that all about? I want to give you a soundbite on that. And this is interesting. Let's see if we can get this thrown up real fast. Yeah. So, a couple of years ago, Mike Hoggard, Pastor Mike Hoggard, did a video, The New Breed. And part of that, you know, for his... You know, he was sort of ahead of the curve. I mean, it's, you might say ahead of the curve, but looking back, it's astonishing, you know, what the view of hindsight looks like sometimes and what's happening now. And you can see what bad guys are intending to do. They're telling us, we'll talk more about that in a minute, but just as, you know, the groundwork. Remember what Jordy Rose said about quantum computing and summoning? You know, and all of that nonsense last year. This is what Pastor Mike said. And I, you know, I think this is a good breakdown of what quantum computing is, among other things. Go ahead, please.
Or whatever it is, including remote viewing, which is nothing more than, what is it called, mind reading, things like that. And the DARPA chief, the guy who used to run the show, says technology is moving faster than the government can keep up with it. Technology is moving faster than I can report on Pastor Mike Online, Watchman Broadcast, Sunday morning, Sunday school, Sunday night, Wednesday night, Pure Bible Study. I can't keep up with it all. And here, IBM just beat Google to a brand new type of computing. They're working on quantum computing. And remember what quantum computing is. Quantum computing basically is this computer links into and crosses the divide between parallel universes. That's how quantum bits are used. The quantum bit is different than the current bits that are being used in this computer right here. This computer is using zeros and ones to relay all of this amazing talk show hell hates information to you right now. Switches are on and off thousands, billions of times per second. The quantum bit is a bit where the switch is on off at the same time. How is that possible? It's described as the quantum computer is going, reaching into a different universe, one where it is possible for a light to be both on and off at the same time. The beast that was and is not yet is. You understand? That's Revelation 17. The beast is off and on at the same time. There is an equivalent in this world, something that you and I, we're seeing, but we don't really understand it yet. But we know we don't like it, and that is the whole transgendered movement. Where now a guy puts on a wig and a dress, and he's got every right in the world, according to our government, to go into a woman's bathroom, or vice versa. The athlete formerly known as Bruce, I did not read the article, I did not click on it, came up on Drudge Report this morning, that he's going to be featured in the nude on Sports Illustrated. Get that out of my mind. I need to read some Bible here. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, that though you know them and be established in the present truth. All right, that helped a lot. That's what's going on. What is the transgender movement all about? It's about a person being both male and female in the same body, not being totally female, not being totally male, but the perfect combination of both. Some of these rascals out there behind pulpits are telling everybody that God is a he-she, that he's a male-female, that he's the perfect balance of male and female, and that's how God originally created Adam. Adam was perfect male, perfect female, or half of each in the same body. That is a lie. And I'll show you the verse. I'll show you the King James Authorized 1611 final authority word on this thing. That God was not male and female, and neither was Adam. You don't believe the Bible is what your problem is, all right? Because I can hear people going, well, that's not true, that's not true, that's not true. So anyway, this is where we're going. We're headed headlong into a new way of thinking, a new breed, a fundamental transformation of everything in this world, from quantum computing, reaching into parallel universes, having things that are the communion of light and darkness, which is absolutely against what the Apostle Paul taught us. Light and darkness have no communion, and yet in the quantum world, light and darkness exist in the same state, in the same place, at the exact same time. Okay? And I cannot even wrap my head around that yet. I am still looking into quantum particles, quantum physics, to try to grasp exactly what this is and be able to put it in Bible terms. And I'm not there yet. A guy told me when I was in Harrison, Arkansas, he said, Mike, you need to get on Curiosity Stream. He said, you'll be hooked on that. And I'd never heard of it before. Yeah, he was right. Curiosity Stream, they have all these videos about science and technology and things like that. And yeah, so I'm watching documentaries on quantum physics, quantum particles, quantum computing. I want to understand that because to me, that's the beast. The beast that is not yet is. He is in both states. He is alive and dead. Whereas Jesus said, I was dead and now alive. Jesus is not both at the same time. He was one, now he's the other. He was Old Testament, now he's New Testament. You see that? But the beast is both. He is both dead and alive at the same time. We cannot understand that. And yet, that's what's coming in our direction. Here is, let me initiate it this way. Here is an article, Change Your Thoughts to Change Your Genes. This is just one of the topics science is now beginning to talk about openly. I've always known this. I've always known that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. We are limitless. But it's so nice that this research is finally being talked about on LinkedIn. In The Big Idea 2014, You Will Transform Your Own Biology, Deepak Chopra and Dr. Rudolf Tanzi talk about another type of study in genetics that is likely to lead to a paradigm shift in how we perceive our bodies and our physical limitations. I will let you read it in detail, but the biggest takeout is, number one, genetics has been. Whoever wrote this didn't pay attention in English class. Genetics have All been right. gradually stepping into it. Maybe I'm wrong.
So the point there is his take on quantum computing, and that is that is accurate. You know, it's the same thing that other folks have said. The Jordy Roses of the world, you know, matter existing in two states. This is interesting because, you know, it gets into a very spiritual discussion very quickly, a very sort of ethereal, existential discussion. And there are all kinds of potential consequences, you know, causal effects, ramifications, whatever. But, and, you know, again, you have, as I said, you have folks like Michio Kaku on record talking about how Kabbalism is an integral part of his scientific approach, basically. And those are my words. I'm paraphrasing what he said, but that's in essence one of the things that he said, which again would sound like quackery normally. It's a very occult sort of approach to science. But then we've seen this hermetic, you know, hermetic alchemy, hermetic alchemist, Kabbalistic sort of approach to so-called science. Gaining traction and momentum for centuries now. You know, the advent of the Zohar, I guess you could say, and the working of it into the Kabbalah, Hermetic alchemy, and so on and so forth, has really, you know, and particularly, obviously, you look back at the Nazi so-called science program and that being imported back into America, and you know, Wernher von Braun being the Disney Channel or the Disney program poster child, basically. Jack Parsons and JPL and so on and so forth. The CIA adopting that kind of dark occult practice, Operation Paperclip and beyond. I mean, it's all over the place. And, you know, folks like Michio Kaku are not bashful about it, which is very interesting, I think. So there are a couple other clips that I want to play as far as this stuff is concerned, because things are really starting to get weird. And then I guess with that, we would have to include among those clips well, you know, we'll probably play an excerpt of Jordy Rose in the next segment, and then another video just to kind of understand what's happening. You know, things are getting weird and bad guys will not be deterred. That word I cannot stand. Anyway, when we hear about quantum computing, when we hear about artificial intelligence, and both of those subjects are allegedly being discussed at the Bilderberg Group, you know, speaking of history, bad guy history again, you know, as I've said, I don't care if guys, people meet in secret, who cares? It's when they want to presume themselves our betters, our masters, that we start to run into a problem. And speaking of that, one of the quotes that I was going to read to that effect earlier this week from Anthony Sutton, actually, from National Suicide, Military Aid to the Soviet Union by Anthony Sutton back in 1973. The Dedication, dedicated to the memory of the 35 million individuals killed by Soviet statism between 1917 and 1972. This quote from Lysander Spooner, Boston, 1870, No Treason. Lysander Spooner wrote, "The business of lending blood money is one of the most thoroughly sordid, cold-blooded, and criminal that was ever carried on to any considerable extent amongst human beings. It is like lending money to slave traders or to common robbers and pirates to be repaid out of their plunder. And the men who loan money to governments, so-called, for the purpose of enabling the latter to rob, enslave, and murder their people, are among the greatest villains that the world has ever seen." And that's what we have happening in America and throughout the world these days. It's really sort of a monopolistic business. What is the term that I saw recently that's fitting? All of the terms that just kind of, you know, there's so many. The permanent war, permanent corporate war establishment, basically, that does exactly what Lysander Spooner said was a loathsome practice. One of the most thoroughly sordid, cold-blooded, and criminal activities that's ever carried on to any considerable extent among human beings. We have that happening not just in the military-industrial complex. It's also, in view with all of this technology. Because remember, you know, one of the things I suppose we could add to that is George Friedman talking about how all technology, all modern technology, is driven by military innovation and advancement. Basically, DARPA brings it all to us. You know? Anyway, stick around. We'll be right back.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel: great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer: it works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory.
Welcome back. You know, there's a clip of Michio Kaku. You know, Michio Kaku dishes on spirituality, Einstein, and God. You know, Michio Kaku is one of those guys, you ask him, you know, what about God? He always says, you know, I espouse the God of Spinoza. You know, maybe we'll play that clip. What does he mean by that? Do you know? These guys are all, they're, you know, so, you know, if there is no, if the God of the Bible is not real and it's all hocus pocus, then why are they so concerned about this stuff? Why are they so hell-bent, pun intended, on the antithesis? Why are they so hell-bent on a return to Genesis 6? You know, creating chimeras and weird things like that, you know? Why are they obsessed with occult, esoteric practice that, again, is anti-biblical? It's like a laundry list of the things the Bible says. Don't do this, don't do that. It's bad. No, you just don't want us to have any fun. No. Just don't want you to be led astray by a cunning, crafty, clever foe who's been around since time immemorial, is very good at leading you astray. Don't want you to be destroyed, become your own undoing, you know, as the sort of Marxist prototype shows us. Don't do that. That's disappointing when that happens. And, you know, I wonder, yeah, I think, yeah. I thought the, so anyway. Science and the Kabbalah is the other video that I'm talking about. So we'll play some of those. Anyway, before I get going, you know, I mentioned Kate Spade was a story. Yesterday I mentioned that Kate Spade is a story I hadn't really talked about. It was I would call it a top story the other day, and I haven't even mentioned it. So many of the things kind of go that way, but they're overshadowed by these bigger things that are coming. Oh yeah, that was the other thing I was thinking of. Scott Klosaki, before I forget, you know, that's another. I'll put clips of all of this stuff. In the show notes, in the last 2 days of show notes, I'm doing a different thing. I'm going to try to use Markdown instead of HTML to build my archives, not that any of that matters, but Markdown should make it faster and easier and better. So by the time the audio file posts, I should have my archive done. So Scott Klosaki, remember the clip? We play that all the time. The Global Gaming Expo back in 2016. Digital transformation of humanity and gaming. So you got all of these salesmen. Scott Klosaki is one of them. And, Michio Kaku, Ray Kurzweil, all these guys are salespeople. And I'm not a fan. Wearables to implantables was the soundbite there. You have to understand, we are gonna move from mobile to wearables to implantables. We'll play that soundbite too. Why not? So there's that. George Friedman, Brain Bar Budapest. Is there a global war coming? Yeah, there is. And it's basically, Psalm chapter 2. Read Psalm 2. That's the global war that's coming. And just for extra fun, just for extra nonsense, speaking of George Friedman, I'll throw in a couple other videos. There was that Malden Economics video. Friedman, how the U.S. is preparing for war with North Korea. But what's interesting is you watch that video and you go, man, is it the lighting? What is it with George Friedman's eyes? It's creepy looking. Which reminds me of Really Graceful's video. George Soros. Oh, Madeleine McCann and George Soros. Look at their eyes. Hey, internet friends. What is it, a 2-minute and something long video? Yeah, just under 3 minutes she does. I'll include all of these. That's a lot of videos. But if you're interested, I'll put them together in a playlist. I've been trying to do that too. Build these one-off playlists that we're embedding in the archives. So this one will have the video that we already played, the clip, 6 minutes. The New Breed by Pastor Mike Hoggard. The Jordy Rose clip. Summoning, you remember H.P. Lovecraft? What is that doing in an AI tech conference at Tech Vancouver last June? That's weird, isn't it? And Michio Kaku, we'll hear him. So the video, Science and Kabbalah, what? It's just being normalized. These weird, drunken, whatever, orgies, basically, the kind of stuff that Parsons and company used to indulge in. That's what they call science? That's weird. Michio Kaku on God. I espouse the God of Spinoza. What? What does that mean? Well, it means something. It's the Faustian bargain, basically. It's what he's referring to. Scott Klosaki, digital transformation of humanity and gaming. What? Man, we didn't show up at Global Gaming Expo to hear you talk about how you're going to turn us into spiritual machines, as Ray Kurzweil wrote in The Age of Spiritual Machines. We don't want that. We just want to play a video game. Oh, no. You have to understand, we're moving from mobile to wearables to – we're going to move from mobile to wearables to implantables. And you look at how people are just completely enamored with their the stupid Fitbits. I don't understand that at all. It doesn't do anything. Oh, my goodness, it counts my steps. We used to have the little clickers, remember? The analog clicker. I mean, back in the 70s, maybe before, but I know they're around in the 70s. You know, the little clicker, you walk around and it clicks every time you take a step. But at the end of the day, it hasn't recorded your route. And, you know, whenever this subject comes up, I'm always reminded, not that anybody cares anymore, because we're so just marinating in all of this nonsense. People are just so, swallowed up by it all that they just can't even get any sort of perspective anymore, which is really a shame. Get rid of some of that crap. I'm reminded of Smart Mobs, Howard Rheingold's book. And the story that he tells in it that was published back in the the story was from the late 90s. MIT grad student, if I remember the story right, it goes like this. MIT grad student does an experiment and gives about 100 of his classmates cell phones on the condition that everything will be tracked. And this is the late 90s. Remember, the internet, well, a very different creature back then. We still had, you know, flip phones and things like that. So remember the Motorola flip phone? Everything would be tracked. But GPS has always been a part of the mobile phone. Most people don't know that, but that's a fact. So he gives his about 100 of his classmates phones on the condition that everything they do will be tracked. And within weeks, he can predict where they will be, their whereabouts, weeks in advance, with greater accuracy than they can themselves. And these are not dummies, they're MIT students. So that's pretty astonishing. And Google bought that technology, and that was a million years ago, a million iterations ago. So, you know, that's what's in Fitbit, among many, many other worse things. And I just don't understand, what does it do? I know lots of people that wear them, that swear by them, but they can't tell you, they can't tell me what they do to, in, you know, any way produce some appreciable quality of life improvement. They can't tell you. It counts my steps. Well, we had clickers in the 70s that did that. Count your steps. And I would argue that people were in better health back then. So it counts your steps. So what? You know, and they're, you know, the clubs and people talking about how, you know, well, I walked almost as many steps as her. And you can do that on the phone. Remember the phone trees? You know, and party lines and things like that. Anyway, I don't understand what the allure is. It doesn't do anything. Count your steps. So what? It doesn't contribute to an appreciable improvement of quality of life. It doesn't do that. And you can see, I mean, I want to ask some of these people, you've been wearing that stupid thing for 6 months or a year. It's recording your steps, and sure, you're talking to, you know, Jane and Alice and whoever, and everybody's talking about how it's recording their steps and we're competing or whatever, but are you healthier? Do you feel better? Is there any appreciable improvement of quality of life? Nope. Then why wear it? Because there are lots of other bad things that go along with it. Just because you can't see them doesn't mean they're any less bad. But I digress. So I don't understand. Anyway, you know, all of it reminds me again of Anthony Sutton's words in National Suicide. And, you know, that quote specifically from Xander Spooner. Speaking of knowing history, National Suicide, Military Aid to the Soviet Union by Anthony Sutton is a good one. And this was sent to me the other day by Larry, I'm sure, when I was talking about, because I was talking about how the Soviet Union was created by the same forces that, you know, the, what he says basically is, you know, the Soviet Union and Germany were both raised up to collide together for specific purposes. And that all gets back to Pike's letter to Mazzini. Anyway, Pike's letter to Mazzini, essential understanding. So, anyway, before I get further down a rabbit hole, I want to mention, so the point about talking about Kate Spade was there are, you know, there were stories, fashion designer Kate Spade dead at 55, suicide by hanging, coroner removes body, TMZ, and there were some others that I saw. And like I said yesterday, now, you know, you have the, in sort of Streisand effect, the media going, oh, well, you know, it was very odd. And her husband says, you know, they were estranged and they were been living apart for 10 months, but, you know, it's all very weird. And anytime you see the suicide by hanging stuff, and every once in a while they'll try to say autoerotic fixation or asphyxiation, excuse me, it's nonsense. I don't buy it. It reminds me of the, you know, the suicide scene in Shooter. And this autoerotic asphyxiation has been depicted in a number of movies. One of them was, what was the movie, Jason Statham and the kid who wants to be, you know, I can't remember the title of it. Anyway, Jason Statham movie. And, you know, that to me is the, you know, that's the operative concept here. Oh, yeah. A person with everything going well for them, you know, just decides to hang themselves. When, no, they were struggling with depression or whatever. We hear this too often to dismiss it as coincidence. Anthony Bourdain is the latest, is why I'm talking about this. So 2 in 1 week, basically. Anthony Bourdain, dead at 61, alleged suicide. I'm not buying it. I find it, you know, he like Kate Spade, goes on my suspicious deaths list. Yeah, I think you're right. Bordoff says the mechanic. I think it was, yeah, it was the mechanic. Thank you. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
People ask why, you know, you don't get to that level. You don't get to the level of Chelsea Clinton tweeting about your handbag in Kate Spade's case without, you know, some secret backroom dealing, if you know what I mean. Everybody's a part of the program. Everybody's a part of the deal. You know, it reminds me of Elizabeth Holmes, right? Theranos. I've talked about that, you know, that story. And what's been going on with Theranos lately and Elizabeth Holmes? Remember the story back in 2016, 2 years ago, almost to the day, actually, June 1st. I mentioned this back then, how weird it is to see a story from $4.5 billion to nothing. Forbes revises estimated net worth of Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes. And then suddenly Theranos is having big problems and Elizabeth Holmes is having big problems and there's all kinds of corruption and scandal. But these organizations are rooted in corruption and scandal. So it's basically, if you, you know, my take on that, my suspicion is always that, you know, someone is breaking somewhere. There's a breaking of ranks, basically. Well, you know, if you break ranks, guess what will happen? From $4.5 billion to nothing, Forbes revises estimated net worth of Theranos founder, Elizabeth Holmes. $4.5 billion to zero? Come on. Are you buying that? I'm not. So when Kate Spade, dead suddenly at 55, suicide by hanging, coroner removes body, TMZ reports, and, you know, everyone goes, wait a minute, I thought everything was fine. Then suddenly, the next day, we have the, you know, the Streisand effect in some of the headlines. Oh, no, her husband says, you know, they were estranged, living apart. And she had been struggling with suicide and depression for a long time, which sounds like what we always hear in the wake of a suspicious death. Now we have Anthony Bourdain, who, you know, again, same sort of Streisand effect. You know, TMZ, the National Enquirer of the day, sort of. Anthony Bourdain dead at 61. Apparent suicide. Apparent indeed. And they have a couple other stories. Anthony Bourdain, everything seemed good with GF, girlfriend, ... until this week. Oh, sure. And he just decided to kill himself because they had an argument. I mean, come on. Another one, speaking of suspicious deaths, just to close out the first hour, Alan O'Neill, Sons of Anarchy actor, dead at 47. Really? You know, again, very odd. He has a history of alcohol and drug abuse. Oh, yeah, you know, yeah. Suspicious death. So what happens when you break ranks? Well, anyway, I have no proof, but like I say, that's always my suspicion. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.